Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
Andy's out. Ryan and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
First, we're restoring the warrior ethos. President Trump has charged me with focusing on warfighting, lethality, meritocracy, standards, and readiness. That's exactly what we're doing. We're focused on what's important, warfighting and warriors. We're sweeping away distractions and bloated bureaucracy. We've set standards that are high, equal, and unwavering. DEI is dead. We replaced it with a colorblind, gender-neutral, merit-based approach. Our force is responding positively, incredibly, to these changes.
You know, what's amazing is that merit-based, colorblind, gender-neutral, that used to kind of be the way we all just agreed back in the dark ages of, what, the 90s, that's the way things should be. I'm not really sure how we got away from that. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show, the Manny Fry Show. Ryan Wiggins, Brad Range, Ethan Hannaford all in today. Annie will be back tomorrow. She was on vacation, and she's kind of settling back in, I think probably from jet lag today, and then she'll be back in tomorrow. And be ready to go. I think usually it's fun when Annie comes back because not only do we have, you know, a lot to talk about, but she's like ready to roll. And so be here tomorrow at noon because we joked that she's going to come out of the gate hard. there's a lot to talk about, and she hasn't said anything for 2 weeks, so get ready.
She's got things to say.
She's got things to say. That will be a monologue you will want to hear. In the meantime, DEI. And really, all of the stuff that is being unwound from our government, you know, this is stuff that Trump ran on. But I think, as I look at it, that it's taking a little longer than I was hoping and expecting. You know, these things are so deeply entrenched in the way that our government runs that everybody kind of had this moment after he was elected of like, oh, good, this is stuff that's going to happen. America obviously voted for him by over 50%. That still holds. And everybody kind of said, yeah, you know, the corporate America even got on board and said, yeah, I'm not sure why we keep doing this. The answer to why corporate America keeps doing that or was continuing to do it is because they were legally afraid. And that comes from the government. If the government slash culture says that this is the way things should be, corporations basically just line up to avoid paying. So that's why you had so much DEI in all of your corporate training and all that stuff. Not because your company really cared. There probably are some like super leftist bookstores that really cared about that.
Yeah.
Or even big corporations that did. But for the most part, most of them just kind of got in line because they knew that they wanted to say if they ever got sued by somebody who said, you fired me because I was gay or something like that, that they could say, no, we didn't. Look, we did training about it. Mm-hmm. That's why these That's why they do it. Everybody knows it too. Yeah. And everybody eye rolls it because everybody knows that's why they do it. And so that stuff is now kind of exposed, but it's taking longer than I was expecting when everybody had this breath of fresh air and said, yay, we're finally going to address this stuff. Do you agree?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, like, when you're sitting there, you're looking at Pete Hegseth on there, and he's talking about that. You're actually seeing that reflected in the numbers. People looked at that and said, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be beat over the head with that. Oh, it's gone. We're going to work on being warriors. I'm back in.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to see them talking about it a lot, because that's part of the culture shift. So you can do the stuff behind the scenes all you want, but you need to be out there saying,
yes,
this is what we're doing, so that everybody knows that there's this big shift happening in America. You know, another one that I think we haven't talked about a lot, and I don't want to say it's been a disappointment. It's just not happening as fast as I was hoping. And you think I'm going to say DOJ here and FBI. I'm not. I actually thought that would take, this is going to take time. Building legal cases. Mm-hmm. I mean, you watched. If legal cases were quick to happen, they would have gotten Trump like that.
Yes.
But they had to build, once he declared in 2022 or the beginning of 23, whatever it was pretty much 2 years from the election is when he declared that he was going to run. So I think that was 22, the end of 22. When he declared, they immediately started going after him legally. Now, maybe he waited to declare because he knew that was going to happen, and he waited just long enough that they weren't able to get it done before the election. Or maybe he was just fortunate. I don't know which. But it takes time to build these cases. Now, the one I'm talking about that I don't want to say I'm frustrated with, but that I would like to have seen move faster and continue to move faster, is DOGE.
Yeah.
DOGE was a big promise. DOGE came with these absolutely astronomical numbers of saying, look, by next year, we will have saved $1 trillion. Now, we're not there yet. We're talking about the middle of 2026. I think they were saying that by the sesquicentennial, the 250th anniversary, and I may be getting the exact details wrong, but around then, they said, by then, we want to eliminate DOGE because mm-hmm. we will have done everything we needed to do and saved $1 trillion. There's still time between now and then, but it's happening so much slower than I think even they thought it was
yeah.
going to.
Well, part of that is you've, what do you have, 130 days of Elon Musk heading that up? And really, if we're honest, Elon Musk is the driving force. He's the one that makes those things go and at the rate that they go. So if it was going to get a lot done, it was going to be then. But then I look at, like, you know, the court battles, anytime they went to cut something, somebody was suing something about something, you know, it's just like in there and it just grabs everything and mucks it up and slows it down. So I was hoping that they could go in there and find waste. But the other side of it is too, that I didn't realize when they got in there, you remember them talking about the computer systems and how the computer systems were ancient and outdated.
I mean, trying to get somebody retired.
They were literally trying to reinvent computer systems so that they could search the computer systems to find the waste, fraud, and abuse.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is. It's a big, big process. And I'm actually glad to see that Musk is stepping away from DOGE, because DOGE really needs to be bigger than just Musk.
It needs to be bigger than Musk.
And another area that we don't really talk about, and this is where you get into the personalities of the people mm-hmm. rather than the mission, which I'm not trying to do, but it happens. With Musk is that he may just be kind of tough to work with. Vivek Ramaswamy didn't seem to want to work with
him. Tough to work
him.
For.
Or
for
work
sure.
for.
Yeah.
Because you remember, it was supposed to be Musk and Ramaswamy heading up DOGE. And like within 2 weeks, Ramaswamy was like, I'm a peace out here. And then Musk has kind of gone off the rails on Trump. Now, again, we talked about this last week. I agree with Musk's overall assessment that we need to be spending less money. I think most conservatives do. It's just a matter of what are we going to do with it. But I do think that he's not done himself a service in staying committed to that talking point by going off and talking about mm-hmm. the Epstein files and Trump and all this stuff. It was like, dude, you didn't have to do all
well,
that.
Well, he lost the plot when he did that. And when you lose the plot like that, you lose some credibility.
Yesterday, you weren't here, Brad, a little under the weather, but we talked to Ryan Schmelz. Mm-hmm. And that we talked about that topic. Has Musk really changed the game on what the Senate is going to do with the Big Beautiful Bill? And he said he thinks initially there was some reaction to it, mm-hmm. but he's not sure that really the train may have rattled a little bit, but it's still on the same track.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a lot's changing, which I'm I'm depressed to hear, because I want them to continue to cut that down. But between those two guys, I was looking for an excuse to play this anyway. Let's do it. It's Whoopi Goldberg talking about her assessment of Elon Musk and Trump and the feud.
In this fight, my money is on Donald Trump, though, because he clapped back and said he'll go after Elon's Pentagon contracts. Yeah. He gets over $20 billion from the Department of Defense.
You know, and I love that y'all bought into it.
Oh, it's not fake.
I do believe it's fake.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's too strategic. It's tapping.
You're giving him too much credit.
Oh, No.
I just feel
like, oh, yeah, now suddenly everybody's upset about stuff. I'm sorry. No, this is another distraction to keep us talking, not about the stuff we're talking about,
right,
but the stuff they want us to do. I'm not buying it. I don't buy them because they lie.
Yeah, but both of them are so legitimately crazy.
They lie all the time. Listen, They brought a man back, this gentleman you were talking about.
Kilmer Abrego.
First they said, oh, look at his hands. He's got all these gang signs. Then he's this. And now he's, you know, he's been running people out of the country. He's been, you know, trafficking people. It's like, okay, what else? Yeah. Bring me more. Because I don't believe anything they say anymore. Because they have shown themselves not to be the most trustworthy people you want.
I find it funny that our example there at the end about Kilmer Abrego Garcia is that they were talking about he was an MS-13 gang member, and now he's being prosecuted for, you know, human trafficking. And it's like, you know, those two things aren't mutually exclusive, right? He can be both, and he is both.
Yes.
Like,
he is.
Actually, that second one lends more credence to the first one.
Oh, what's the name of the senator that went and had margaritas with him?
Oh, Van Hollen.
That guy. I mean, come on, buddy. He put his eggs in that basket.
Yeah, he did.
He made a spectacle of it. He made it to where we would try to remember his name, although I still don't. If you're going to do that, if you're going to like grab an issue and say, this is going to be my thing, people are going to remember me for this, why that guy?
Oh, gosh. The Maryland father.
You just knew this thing's going to implode. And it has. That guy is a terrible guy. And all the things he's being charged with now is unbelievable. And now Van Hollen's like, well, you know, I mean, you just don't hear from him. I'll give Whoopi Goldberg credit for one thing. She's at least consistent.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, they lie all the time, so they got to be lying about this. So it's not real.
What do you think? You think they're lying? Do you think that the blow up was fake, or do you think it was real?
Tell you what, I could see it being fake if they hadn't have gone as deep as they went. If they had just had this kind of falling out and it was a little public because Elon wanted to make it clear that he was away now.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, his businesses have suffered basically by fire.
Yes.
And so he's had to step away to deal with these multi-million, billion-dollar companies that he runs and be focused on that. So he did a service, and now he's stepping away and saying, I got to do this. I could see them trying to do a public break so that everybody knew that that was separate now.
Mm-hmm.
But it got pretty personal.
Yeah.
And when it did, you went, oh, man, I think this probably was organic.
Well, it's like watching a magician. Have you ever tried to watch the other hand of the magician? So if like this is the shiny thing, what is the other hand that they're trying to do or whatever? What would be the upside of the fake battle? And I'm struggling to come up with anything because like you were saying, whenever it got really personal, like it doesn't move the trains down the track. Maybe Trump wanted more cuts in the big, beautiful bill, but he knew he couldn't get it in the House. So he's like, let's have Elon Musk flip his lid and maybe we can get that down the tracks a little more in the Senate and we can get some more cuts out of that.
That would have been it.
But then, you know, there was the other stuff. And it's like, that doesn't move it.
I don't think so. Yeah, don't bring up Trump and the Epstein files.
Yeah, and now he looks manic. And
if you're friends.
Yeah, like, let's not. Yeah, so I think that it was a real.
Was it Thursday when you were here or Friday when you were gone that we took calls on that subject? It might have been Friday.
It was Friday because it was blowing up Thursday whenever we were coming off the air.
Yes. So Friday we took calls on that. And one of the people called in and said exactly what we were just discussing, is this fake or real? And we weren't really asking that question, mm-hmm. but we were just asking, you know, whose side are you on? What do you think about this whole thing? And he said, well, I think the whole thing's fake. and it's to make sure that Musk can step away from this. And I'm like, okay, I can give you that. But I had never heard anybody explain until you just said that, well, why would Trump want to do that?
Yeah.
What does Trump gain out of it? Well, I guess if it had stayed on the rails and Trump wanted to cut more of the bill but didn't want to be the guy coming out and saying it,
yeah,
that would make sense. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Because then he can stick on the, I said we didn't want to cut more Medicaid.
Yeah.
But the only way we get it across were these senators and Elon Musk wanted it to happen.
I'll make this final point in the segment, and then we'll move on. We'll talk about RFK in just a second here and the vaccine stuff. But I really believe that this is the number one thing that I've been kind of disappointed in Trump this time around. The dude is nonstop. He's hitting 98% of what I'd want. So don't think that I'm like, oh gosh, here we go with Trump again. But the one thing I would like him to do is come out in that bill, because he says, well, I'm a fiscal hawk too, you know? You're not acting like it. If you're still, now they're decreasing the budget, that's good, but they're still not getting it, in the words of Ryan Schmelz, deficit neutral. And I said balanced budget, and apparently those two things are a little bit different. So I apologize if I'm crossing terms, but
deficit is spending. So
yes,
spending more than what you have.
Yes, and I'm saying,
and then
balanced budget.
Deficit and debt are the two things that people get confused.
And that's not what I'm talking about here. But anyway, point being that I would like Trump to step up and say to the Senate right now and the House, look, if you guys can find things we can cut and we can get this back to deficit neutral or balanced budget, whatever the term is, then do it. We need to do this for the future of the currency of the country. You can see how Trump has used the currency to avoid wars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's doing it through tariffs. He does it through deals. He threatens NATO. You got to pay your fair share and all this stuff. It's all money. If you lose the leverage of the American dollar, you're not going to be able to do that stuff anymore. You're not going to be the world power. And Trump should understand that as much as anybody does. So it's not going to affect him right away, although, you know, the fact that, not to get too deep into this, but the fact that bonds are reacting the way they are to the fact that we're not deficit neutral, that's bad. That's going to keep rates high and everything and stuff that Trump gets. Bessent gets, Howard Lutnick, they understand this stuff. So I wonder if they're having a little bit of like a, maybe we do need to show that our credit is worthy, get our credit rating back up here. I wish he would come out and say that. And maybe even not publicly, but talk to the Senate, talk to the House behind closed doors and say, what can we cut to get this thing even?
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, if you click on stories about it from leftist news articles, they're all going to say, well, this adds X amount to the deficit, as if they ever cared about that until it was Donald Trump. But if you can come out and say we balance the budget, I think that's kind of a pretty big deal. I don't know if that gets you midterms votes or not. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But it's still a big deal, and it's the best thing for the country. Mm. And I would really like to see him come out and pressure Congress to cut more from this while keeping his agenda. I think that's all possible. I would like to see that. Let's take a short break. This stuff about RFK is getting buried. He's fired a whole bunch of people, 17 people from the vaccine panel. And I want to play for you some audio from that. And then also just give you the statement from him about it. Because you can read about it and everybody's going to get their spin. I'd like to actually give you exactly why RFK said he did this coming up in the next segment.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
I'm drinking a cherry Coke that has high fructose corn syrup in it.
Ooh, RFK is going to be so mad at you.
Do you think he's listening?
Probably. I think he's a big fan.
I hope not right now. I hope he listened to the last segment, maybe the first hour. That's fine. But I hope he tuned out because he had super important meetings.
You get that text message.
Oh, gosh. When RFK texts me, I'm like, oh, here we go again. Get out of my pocket, buddy. That sounded weird.
Yeah.
I went out and got this soda. Thank you, Odyssey, for the little soda cooler that we have, like the little fridge out in the lobby that we have at the top of the hour. And I walked past our front desk person, Tammy, and Tammy was in the middle of doing something important. And so I knew I probably shouldn't bother Tammy. So I did anyway, though. And I said, hey, Tammy, you remember I was getting a soda. So, and she knew exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
So I said, do you remember So Delicious? And she said, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, so they were little soda bottles that were fruit snacks.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, were those like, were they look like cola bottles?
Yeah, they looked like cola bottles, yeah. They were all different flavors.
I didn't know they were called So Delicious.
But they were called So Delicious. And I'm telling you what, when I was 8 or whatever those came out, I was like, this is the most genius name I've ever heard in my life because it means two things. I don't know if you guys understand this. It was like I would explain this to people. So Delicious is unbelievable because it's soda licious, but then it's also so delicious. It's how do these marketing geniuses come up with this?
It's brilliant.
Stuff? It's unbelievable. And it still hangs with me today, even though those things were only out for like a year. And I was like, Tammy, you remember So Delicious? And she goes, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, see ya.
Okay, bye. You didn't want to try to use one of Ethan's?
That was the whole, no, yo, thank you. I should have. Somebody just said, what was that up on the chat there? Bring that back up, whoever just did that. Were those the ones that were filled with the little juice? No, I don't think these were. I think these were just little, they had the like little granule sugar.
They look like gummies, though.
They look like gummies, but they were little soda bottles, and they had that granule sugar on the outside of them. And they weren't really that great. They just were cool. I mean, you're drinking, you're like, oh, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, hey, I'm drinking tiny soda. Look at me. Anyway, back to the Tammy conversation. So anyway, RFK, I pulled up, I just typed in RFK on Google. And it says, here's the top headlines. Politico, RFK to fire all members of the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee. True. And not biased. That is a factual headline. RFK removes all current members of the CDC Vaccine Advisory Committee, CNN. Okay. Maybe a little spin there, but not bad. CNBC, RFK's firing of CDC vaccine advisors circumvents science and could threaten, and then it cuts off. And I don't want to click on it because I don't want to give them satisfaction. Justified that everybody's freaking out over this because it is a pretty big change. But, you know, anytime RFK does anything, you're going to hear that people are losing their minds over it. So I don't know if we can get deep into this. Tell me what to do, Brad.
he's on hold.
Okay, Jim Carafano. So Jim Carafano's joining us. I'll put this on hold. We'll come back to this because I want to talk to Jim. Jim, hello. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, sorry I'm a little late there. I was with somebody really important.
Was it Annie Fry?
Not that anybody's more important than you guys, but
okay, well, as long as it was somebody super important like Annie or the president or somebody like that.
Yeah, exactly. It was somewhere between Annie Fry and the president of the United States.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good because that could really mean anybody. Jim, let's talk about some of the things we were talking about in the last segment with the DEI and Secretary Hegseth removing DEI. You know, I was going to start by just asking you, do you think that this is so deeply entwined in our military that he's having a tough time getting it out, or was this a pretty clean cut?
I think people are probably thrilled with this. And I'll tell you know, this is not an opinion thing, right? The market votes, right? And the fact that the services, particularly the Army, are hitting their recruiting goals months ahead of schedule, that is just factual proof that everybody is ready to put this stuff in the dustbin of history. That has nothing to do with military service. And, you know, as a guy that was in the military for 25 years, and, you know, even before, you know, supposedly you could have gays in the military because we've only had gays in the military since, like, the American Revolution, but nobody cared. But it's like people are there to serve, and that's it. And anything that gets in the way of that is like, why am I here? You know, there are other places I could go and get paid a lot of money to be shot at and rained on and, you know, not be with my family for 365 days a year. I don't need to do this except for the fact I'm here to serve my country. So anything that strips away all the extraneous stuff other than serving the country, people in the military, that to them is an affirmation that they have decided to make service to nation a choice that means something.
It just seems so obvious, too, that this is the goal. You know, when you strip some of this stuff back, you realize, I think we've been brainwashed by some of this nonsense that we've all been told for so long is the most important thing. And when somebody comes in, like Hegseth and many other agencies, right, and comes in and just says, no, here's the point, and it's like you wake up and everybody goes, oh, yeah, that's real.
Right. I mean, it's like we get the joke. You know, everybody is used to a new administration comes in, you change the bumper stickers, you can't call it, you know, we get all that, right? You know, but to basically be told that the purpose of the military is not the purpose of the military, it's climate change and diversity is our strength, and making sure that that it doesn't matter if the military can actually fight, but as long as they have low carbon emissions, that's all that matters. That is not just the political shift from one administration to the next. That is basically people taking instruments of government and subverting them for the political purposes. And I got to tell you, nobody in the military signs up for that. Because if we wanted to do that, you know, we could have joined Black Lives Matter or, you know, or MoveOn.org or something. You know, we only join the military for one reason, and that's to serve the rest of the nation and protect them.
Jim, you know, there's so many individual topics that we could kind of hone in on, which we tend to do with you, and I appreciate that. But I like taking a step back with you a little bit, too, here. And I want to ask you this. You travel a lot. You're all over the world all the time and meeting with people, meeting with very important people, like you were just a few minutes ago, apparently. How do you view, I should better ask, how does the world view America now under Trump versus when we had Biden? Is it very different?
I'm going to be honest. Most of the world thinks that Trump is evil and America is devolving into civil war and we're crazy. And the reason for that is they consume the same leftist media that we do. Mm. You can go to countries in Europe which are 99% conservative, and if there was a a leader there who was everything with Donald Trump, and he would get elected, and they hate Donald Trump, and they would have voted for Kamala Harris because they're consuming the same nonsense media that they are. Now, contrast that, though, with the people that are paying attention to real policies in countries, whether they're a friend or an enemy, and they take Donald Trump deadly seriously, and they realize that America is not a country anymore. It's very, very weird, right? You can go to the most conservative place in Europe, and they would have voted for Kamala Harris. But on the other hand, if you said, well, here's what America, you know, here's what's actually doing, they would say, well, that's great. We would do that if we could do that.
It sounds like what you're saying is it's not love, but it is respect.
Well, if the people that run countries, depending on who they are, they either fear or respect the United States. Most people who are like you and me, you know, we just want to go to Walmart and buy groceries. We're not paying attention to all this foreign policy and national security stuff. And if we pay attention at all, we just see what we see on TV and we say, oh, geez, look at that. And so, you know, they turn on the TV and it says riots in Los Angeles. And it's all Donald Trump's fault. And they think, oh, riots in Los Angeles. And it's all Donald Trump's fault. But we shouldn't be surprised at this. You know, people forget when we revere Ronald Reagan now, but when he was president of the United States, most Europeans thought he was going to get us all killed. And he was a crazy movie actor. Because that's what the American press told them, so that's what they believe.
Jim Carafano from Heritage on with us right now. I have a friend who has very, very deep roots in Ireland. And Ireland,
you have a friend?
I do. I have one friend. It's not Brad.
Wow.
He's just a colleague. But my one friend has very, very deep roots in Ireland. And that's the whole story. I just wanted to let you know that because I'm kind of cool. Like, I hang out with people. No.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, Ireland's a good example, right? So if you go to Ireland, which is like become one of the most ridiculous woke countries on the planet, you know, they think Donald Trump is wacky crazy. But then when you say, well, what do you think of, you know, high energy prices that are, you know, making, you know, electricity unaffordable? Well, we don't like that. Well, what do you think about these crazy social policies that are basically destroying your country? Well, we're not real crazy about that. Well, what do you think about unlimited immigration that allows just anybody to walk in your country and get welfare? Well, you know, we're not too thrilled about that. Hey, so what do you think about your economy? You know, well, we hate all that stuff. Well, you know what? That's exactly the kind of stuff Donald Trump is fighting. And they go, oh, well, you know, I never thought of that.
You knew exactly where I was headed, because that's exactly what I was going to ask you, is how does a European nation respond? Because that's what he says, too. My buddy who goes over there pretty often, he says he has conversations with people in Ireland, and you get outside of Dublin, and it's very different, of course. You know, it's more rural.
Right.
And he said most of these villages that you talk to, they have this very like cursory understanding of what's going on in the United States.
Right.
Exactly what you just said. But if you start talking about actual policies, they're very conservative, but they don't know that they are.
Exactly. But it is changing in Europe. So, you know, 5 years ago, no European conservative leader would stand up and say, net zero is about the dumbest idea I've ever heard, and transition things to fantasy, and we're all going to starve to death if we don't get responsible energy policies. Even if they believe that, they would never stand up in public and say that. Because they would say, oh, my God, you don't believe climate change? Oh my God, I'm going to send Greta Thunberg out to your house. Now they say that in public. And two reasons. One, because it's true. But the other reason is Donald Trump put his head out of the fossil first, and they didn't shoot it off. So if Donald Trump can do this, I can do this. So the reality is that Trump has liberated so many politicians around the world who said, this guy can do these things, which we all knew were bogus, and he can say that in public. And, well, I can't say not get shot because he actually did get shot. But he can say that in public and politically survive. And they go, you know, maybe if he can do it, we can do it too. So he has given courage to leaders all over the world to stand up and say, you know what, maybe governments should actually contribute to the welfare and the security and the freedom and the prosperity of the people that they govern. Maybe they should do that. And you know what? Voters might actually like that. Voters might actually like being told to live your lives and do what you want, and that government's just going to do the stuff government's supposed to do, and it's not going to dictate, you know, which bathroom you use. I mean, That's actually turned out to be a pretty much a winning combination. But if it wasn't for Donald Trump saying that on the global stage, everybody else just would have went to Davos and politely applauded when they were told which vaccine to take.
I've heard that so many times, Jim, but I know you travel and you're actually there, that so many of the issues that are left-right in the United States have been adopted by other countries in ways that I'm surprised to hear that, you know, oh, there's like transgender issues happening in Korea and stuff. You're like, right. Oh, that's really happening. Like, that's our export now.
Exactly. It's so and the happiest day of our lives is when the U.S. ambassador shows up and goes, you know what? I am not going to tell you that you have to have gay pride here. Yeah, and they're
no
like,
kidding.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate that.
They listen to that? I mean, they're really hanging on our words that much that they care?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the person I was with actually was a really effective former ambassador for the first Trump administration. And I was saying, you know, like, when American ambassador in a country is like God. And you know, if when God shows up and tells you you're not gay enough, you know, that... And you're just like, well, wait a second, this is our culture, this is our religion, this is our tradition. We actually believe in families. We actually believe in two genders. We actually believe that, you know, being religious is not, you know, an affront to people, that men shouldn't compete in women's sport. We used to think those were good things. And yet God is coming down from heaven and telling us no, be woke. And that's like, whoa, well, you don't argue with them because they're God. But then when that person leaves and an ambassador comes in and says, no, you're actually right. You should have your own culture and traditions, and we shouldn't dictate to you how to live your lives. They're like, well, yeah, that's what we want to hear from this powerful, important person. So the world is a changing place. And like I said, this global media elite that parrots these ridiculously stupid messages, it actually does resonate around the world. You know, just like people see these movies about America and they think, oh, that's, and that's what they, because that's all they know. I mean, look at this, your perspective. I mean, you go to these other countries and you go, oh my God, people aren't the caricature of what I thought they were. And oh my God, these people actually, but that's because you're not there, right? Believe what you see. So if you see, you know, French people on TV and they only speak French and you think, and they hate Americans, you think, oh, well, France is like that. But no, the world's pretty much lively place. But you can't really tell that from listening to this media, which only wants you to look at the world the way they want you to look at it. I mean, this is the fundamental difference between what we're seeing between really this ideological conflict, not everywhere in the world, but in a lot of the world, between the left and the right. In the left, it's about you achieving an orthodoxy that we all accept as this is what we're told is true. Conservative is the opposite. It's not about driving an orthodoxy. It's about doing things that actually deliver outcomes and accepting the fact that we're going to disagree and, you know, sometimes argue and have different views about things. And that's normal. It's not evil to disagree about things. And it's two very, very different views of the world. You would see that more starkly if those views were equally represented in media and popular culture and those things, but they're not.
Man, Jim, it was worth the wait. I really appreciate you and your perspective. Gosh, it's so fascinating just listening to you talk about these things. And you meet with the people that would know, you know. So just because my friend goes to Ireland, that doesn't mean he knows as much as you about it, because you talk to the ambassadors of these places, apparently. That's so awesome.
Well, I apologize for being a little late. So, you know, I am the world's biggest fan of the Annie Fry Show because you guys really are interested in just informing people and letting them decide for themselves. And that, to me, is the essence of what, like, good public media should do. So I've always been a huge fan of what you guys do.
Well, I really appreciate that coming from you. We are not public media, though. We are not under threat of defunding. We are fine. We're doing fine. But I appreciate that. Jim Carafano of Heritage.
You know why you're good media? Because
why?
You're not public funded. That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. Well, thanks for calling in, even if it was a little later than expected. I just love talking to you, so thanks.
All right. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. I never read his title because it's so long, but here I'm going to do it just for the podcast. Jim Carafano, Senior Counselor to the President and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. There you go.
That's the title.
That's the title. All right, we'll take a short break, and maybe we'll hit this RFK stuff as I was kind of setting up at the beginning of the segment there. Yep, that's what we'll do on the other side of this break. Stay-
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Around.
I'm gonna fight them all.
Annie's out, Ryan and Brad are in. This is the Manny Fry Show.
They're gonna rip it all.
This Jerry. No, this time check. He skipped two words.
Yeah.
Is sponsored by Jerry.
Yeah, yeah, a bunch.
He did
Jerry.
He just went
Jerry.
Yeah, what? What are you doing, Ethan? You're not invited in here anymore.
Well, maybe later.
Well, okay, the next segment, he'll be here because it's his friend is going to tell the sleepwalking story. You got to come back at 2. And also, we might take some calls if we have time. We are going to take at least one call because this guy that is friends with Ethan has this amazing sleepwalking story that we've not heard yet, and I just need to save it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
I've never heard it. We're going to hear it live. If it sucks, then it's Ethan's fault. So be here for that. I said I was going to mention this RFK stuff. You know, RFK is going to fire all the members of the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee. I brought up his statement on it because I think it's important. He says, today, we are taking a bold step in restoring public trust. And I'm jumping in the middle here a little bit because I don't want to read the entire thing. But that's the theme up until this point in the statement that he's talking about. People just don't trust us anymore. And that's good to acknowledge. Thank you. Today, he says, we are taking a bold step in restoring public trust by totally reconstituting the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices, ACIP. We are retiring. Just say firing, dude. We are retiring the 17 current members of the committee, some of whom were last-minute appointees of the Biden administration. Without removing the current members, the current Trump administration would not have been able to appoint a majority of new members until 2028. I'm not sure why that is. He doesn't come out and say like what the protocols are, but apparently they needed to do this quickly or else they'd get locked in or something like that. The ACIP evaluates the safety, efficacy, and clinical need of the nation's vaccines and passes its findings on to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The committee has been plagued with persistent conflicts of interest and has become little more than a rubber stamp for any vaccine. You want proof? I'm saying that, not him. He says, it has never recommended against a vaccine.
Wow.
The Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices, 17 members, has never recommended against a vaccine, even those later withdrawn for safety reasons. So even ones that have proven after they rubber stamped it that they were harmful to somebody, they've still never recommended against those. It has failed to scrutinize vaccine products given to babies and pregnant women. To make matters worse, the groups that inform ACIP meet behind closed doors, violating the legal and ethical principle of transparency crucial to maintaining, again, public trust. In 2000, he cites, the House issued the results of an investigation of ACIP and another vaccine advisory committee under the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. It found that enforcement of its conflict of interest rules was weak to non-existent. It's a revolving door. We all knew that. Committee members regularly participated in deliberations and advocated products in which they had a financial stake. The CDC issued conflict of interest waivers to every committee member. 4 out of 8 ACIP members who voted in 1997 on guidelines for the RotaShield vaccine, subsequently withdrawn because of severe adverse effects, had financial ties to pharmaceutical companies developing other rotavirus vaccines. A 2009 HHS Inspector General report echoed these findings. So this is ongoing, guys. This is been an issue for a long time, that the people that were regulating them had deep financial ties
right
to getting them across the line.
That's enough. That's enough for me to disqualify them.
Thank you. So he's fired all of them and is starting over. And that's pretty much that's why we put him there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This
yes.
is why we elected Donald Trump and thereby RFK to head up HHS.
Well, it's everything that they said whenever while you were on vacation. We had Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on, and one of the things he talked about was the gold standard of science. And for people to lose their minds over this, they're not understanding how science was being ignored. Allow people to go in there and actually try these things, make the trials, do the things, so that you know what you're recommending is in fact safe.
So you just heard the statement. Here is it the president of Brown, or who is this guy?
He is the dean of medicine
at Brown. So this is what you're going to hear in the mainstream media about this, if you hear anything at all.
What he said in his op-ed was a series of nonsense about a group of individuals, experts, as we heard in that report, who shape what vaccines, if any, are going to be available to the American people. So obviously this is very concerning. We'll have to see who he appoints next, but this is a step in the wrong direction.
Look, he just outlined in this very short statement multiple reports over multiple administrations over multiple years that said these conflict of interest rules are being completely ignored. 2000, 1997, 2009, all over the place. It says that few committee members completed full conflict of interest forms at all. 97% of them had omissions, which means they were not filling them out on purpose because they knew there was a conflict of interest. The CDC took no significant action to remedy the omissions. This is the purpose of having these agencies, is that they regulate for the public
yes.
good, not for themselves
yes.
or for the pharmaceutical
they're
companies.
They're supposed to be your defense for you.
And this is a return to that. These are good things that are happening. Let's celebrate them. All right. Coming up at 2 o'clock, so right around the corner here, stick around. We're going to hear this story about sleepwalking that none of us have heard yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.